HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston. Nancy is with UniversalSky.com and I'm with IntuitiveSoul.com. Welcome, Nancy.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, and we don't see you for a little while because you're going to be away.
Yeah, I'm going away.
You're going away.
I'm gonna soak up some sun.
You're going away like it's such a perfect time because...
Yeah, spring has just arrived.
Well, no. I'm talking Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
You're going to be away during it. I mean, how perfect is that?
Well, it's a good thing because, well, this March is really an introspective month. With Mars retrograde and Mercury retrograde, yeah. And still being in the sign of Pisces, which is a little bit of an introspective sign to begin with. So it is a very introspective. It's about really going within and doing some self-discovery work. So, yes, on that note, it's really good to take holidays during that time. The part that may not be as exciting is the drive back.
Okay, well, you know, have a little bit of pain with, you know, like, seriously,
yeah.
That's what you're complaining about?
That's my big complaint, yeah.
I mean, as it is, it what takes, you know, 24 hours maximum. Come on.
Yes, we get to fly there, which is a good thing.
Yes,
right?
And you're like, you're away for like 2.5 weeks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. A couple days of driving. Never mind. Okay, so Mercury goes retrograde
on the 12th, yes.
Which is the first day of daylight savings.
It is.
Yes.
We looked that up just a few seconds ago.
We did.
We almost forgot about the show starting.
That's right.
Yes, on March the 12th at 3:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So it goes retrograde at 6 degrees of Aries, 49 minutes. It will be retrograding into the sign of Pisces. So Mercury re-enters Pisces on March 23rd at around 9:30-ish in the morning, again, Eastern Daylight Time, and then comes out of its retrograde phase. It stations direct on April the 4th at 6:11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay, so that's good. When will it be out of its shadow? When will it be back in...
The post shadow?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did I do that to you?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, while you're looking, the doctor could tell us about, because Mars is still in retrograde and it will come out.
Mars stations direct on April 13th at 11:53 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Right. So April, we're going to start to have a little bit of a breather before Venus.
Yes, before Venus goes retrograde.
Which is in May.
Yes, I can get the exact date. Just go look it up. Venus station retrograde on May 15th, 2012 at 10:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
What time again? May 12th?
May 12th.
Okay, so that's almost a month we have.
Sorry, May 15th.
Nice, so it is a month we have.
Yeah.
Cool.
Before
and
it
then
goes retrograde.
Venus is shorter than Mars. Mars was a couple months. Venus is on 6 weeks.
Yeah, Venus is approximately 6 weeks. So,
and Mars was a lot longer. It was like January to April, right?
Yeah, several months.
It was on my birthday, wasn't it? The 24th, is it? Did it work?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's much longer. And that it has been affecting a lot of people, especially I think what it is now it's starting to get to that point where it's been so long that it's starting to grate people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do feel that this week has been like a really weird week.
Okay, the Mercury post shadow ends April approximately 23rd.
Okay,
that's the post shadow.
Okay, yeah.
Which isn't as intense as the pre-shadow. I find usually the pre-shadow is the one where the kerfuffles start.
Right.
The post-shadow is really about just, you know, completing and realigning anything that you had to redo during the Mercury retrograde.
So the shadow parts are, of course, planets don't technically go backwards, but it's that period where it was in
Right. So, like, Mercury goes retrograde at 6 degrees of Aries. So until it hits, like, once it moves direct,
right,
it will travel over that path that it went retrograde.
Right.
So it will hit 6 degrees of Aries in a direct motion on April the 23rd. So that's the post-shadow.
And now what's the pre-shadow? Because
the pre-shadow is where it stations...
Where it stops to slow down?
Direct. So the pre-shadow is... It stations direct at 23 degrees of Pisces.
Oh.
So before the retrograde, we go to 23 degrees of Pisces, and it was there on February 27th.
That makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, all right.
So that's kind of like the area that we're reliving. So from everything from February 27th to when it stationed retrograde, we backtrack over that path.
I mean, I don't know. It's cool. Because we know that a lot of stuff has been happening.
Yes.
All right. So if you have any questions, we're actually going to be talking about higher self, meditations, and unconscious mind. If you have any questions, you want to have some answers through both either of us or both of us, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're just going to start doing readings. So give us a call. So, all right. So... higher self meditations. So this is the flavor of the next couple of
Yes, because we're anytime we're in Pisces energy, so the sun is still in Pisces, okay? It's an introspective time. And through that introspective, like, I find one of the most beneficial and like things to be doing is meditation. Meditation allows you to do the process, number one, to calm the psychological or conscious mind, right? Or like just the chatter of day to day. And the moment you can calm that, that gives you the ability to dive deeper into your unconscious mind or subconscious mind. Pisces rules the subconscious mind on some level. That creative component that comes up from the depths of not really knowing what you're doing. You're just going with the flow. Mm. So with that particular vibration, meditation is supported.
Right.
Right? Writing poetry is supported. And poetry is a form of meditation. Okay, or songwriting is a form of meditation. Yoga is a form of meditation. Now, yoga, I would give more an Aquarius rulership to.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because we're dealing with energy and connecting with our energy body, okay, our energetic connection. However, it's, call it a cusp of Aquarius Pisces because there's that meditation on the body as well, right? That honing in and feeling sensation. So it's a blend with yoga, but again, it's a form of meditation because it's about quieting the mind and listening to the body. So there's many different types of meditation. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So many types.
Yes. And, you know, some of them being, you know, just focusing on a chant or an om or, you know, something that resonates with you so that you can alter your vibration. There's the ones where you just quiet your mind and think of nothing. There's the meditations where you take yourself on a visual journey, right? And when you do the visual journeys, and these are the ones that I really like, is the visual journey ones, because it gives you your own unconscious or subconscious symbolic messaging where you can understand what your mind is telling you, right? On an unconscious level. By taking that symbolism that you're receiving and the first thought that you have for an association is the right thought on what the symbol means to you.
Of course.
Right?
That's the thing, right? Like, so many people, you know, would rather read the book and have the book tell you what the symbol is. But see, that's the thing. Like, you have to, that's the part about intuition that we have to understand.
Yeah.
It's unique to every one of us. So it doesn't matter what a book tells you.
Right. And if you're stuck on something, then I would suggest, look it up in a book, but then ask yourself, does that resonate with me? If it does, then it could be in alignment with your own symbolic messaging.
And like, or Google it and see which is the first thing that comes up for you. And often that's the case. Like, you know, you align with a certain book that may offer, you know, alignment that you are connected to, but like, don't look up 10 different books and then try and figure it out.
No.
Like, just whatever the first thing is.
Yeah. And trust your sensations. And because we all have an intuitive message for, or an intuitive reaction, I guess there's the word for, yes, that's right. And then there's an intuitive reaction that's like, no, that doesn't resonate with me at all. And like, listen to your body on those yeses or nos. Start with asking yourself simple questions like, what's my name? You know, the first thought that comes to your head is going to be your true name, right? You'll answer that question. And that's the feeling of a yes. Okay. Whereas, you know, then make a statement. My name is Joe. And your body will automatically have this no reaction, right? And I guess it could be similar to the lie detector. I don't know. I really don't know a lot about lie detectors. But when you lie, your body reacts. And it's just about tapping into that slightest sensation on how your body responds to a thought.
Right.
Right.
And the other thing is memories. Like the first memory that comes up, that's important because you have... the symbol is associated with the memory. Like
right.
Usually, that's usually what will happen, right? Like
yes, and the emotion experienced during that memory.
Right, and right? That's the important thing. Like keep going to connect, to find out what it means to you.
Right. So like, for example, like balloon, okay? You may have, you know, I think of balloon, I think of party.
Sure.
Okay, celebration. But
mine
there's other people.
The beach and this big red balloon.
Air balloon.
No, it's not an air balloon. It's one that I'm holding on to, but it's at the beach. And
okay.
It has a special meaning to me. And it was a red balloon and it was like happy.
Yeah. But for some people, if they have any memories associated to, you know, some not some good experiences with balloon, like a little kid holding his first balloon, being really excited, and then the wind took it away and all that, you know, emotional trauma that he might feel.
Yes.
Or right, so
it popped, and the scare of
the pop.
I know, I hate the balloons pop, but
you know, and balloon was just the symbol,
right?
Okay,
right.
You can break down your symbology even more. What color was your balloon?
Yeah.
Right? Did it pop? Did it stay? Did you lose it?
And
you know,
and that's the thing about the color too, because I saw red, but to red, you know, to a lot of people, red is anger, right?
Yes.
But it wasn't angry to me.
No.
I don't know if it was necessarily love, but it was just this happy, joyful.
And that's where symbology can change as well.
Sure. It's
okay.
All so unique.
So even within an individual, though, right?
Our engineer hates balloons. They freak her out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger your fears. there's times I associate anger to red based on the feeling that I'm feeling when I see the color red.
Right.
Then there's times I think of survival.
Oh.
Or
right.
Grounding,
right?
The right,
roots.
Because it's connected to the root chakra,
right?
Right,
yeah. And or to me, like that richness of Mother Earth. Like I get like these, you know, yeah. I have a very different, but of course, I will see some things when it's red as anger because I feel everything. So.
Yeah, but it's a different tone of red.
Oh, that's for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like I also get illness with red. So if I'm going to come down with a cough or a cold, I'll see, but it's a browned out red. So
right.
It's kind of like a muddy red, right? It won't be a vibrant, rich red.
Right.
So
do you think that's blood that you're seeing? Like, is it a...
No, I see it as blocks in the root chakra because any illness you're going to have manifests itself in the root chakra because that's connected to your physical body and your physical wellness.
Right. Interesting.
So depending on the color vibration that I'm picking up or the block, blocks are typically muddy in color for me. That's my interpretation.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I see that rich, vibrant red, root chakra red, then to me, that's a healthy individual.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's interesting. But again, it's very much what you associate with the color.
Yes.
It's very much what you associate with the symbol because it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Because even as you do readings, you know, it doesn't matter what the book says or what other people have taught you. It's what you feel because... That's how you do readings, is that you interpret through your own feelings, your own symbols, your own, you know, that's why I love using a Rider-Waite deck because it has symbols throughout it where there's a lot of decks where the minor arcana just has the numbers. I'm like, oh, that doesn't help me at all.
Oh, I don't like those at all either. Where like for the Eight of Wands, for example, it's just eight sticks and it's like, okay, so there's eight sticks on the page. That's more like cartomancy, I believe.
Okay.
Right, where you're reading like playing cards.
Yeah, I have.
Right,
somebody has given me way too many things of what that eight things talk about. Sometimes it's eight men that are coming into your life.
The wands can be seen as a little phallic. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
from time to time.
Well,
it doesn't mean they always
are,
though. Yes.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. Give us a call, get in queue for any types of readings. We are talking about higher self, meditation, unconscious mind. We will do any type of reading, though. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. I have wandered through this world, as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will, I never noticed them until I got this feeling, that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda here today from Universal Sky, and I'm Lori Houston, and we're talking all about, you know, our unconscious mind, higher self, meditation, because of the flavor of this next couple of weeks. Well, we're still in Pisces. And then we move into Aries before you come back, though, right? You're coming back on the 28th, and of course Aries is like the 21st or 22nd.
Actually, it's before that this year. Yes. According to the Eastern time, the sun moves into Aries on March 20th at 1:14 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
And although I bring Nancy on for her incredible astrology. She's also an awesome psychic or intuitive. So we do readings, which is, you can give us a call if you want to have a reading at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, we do have our first caller. It is Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Oh, hey, thanks so much for taking my call. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I just wanted to actually touch base and ask you a question about, I recently reconnected with an ex, and things are going well, but I think we're just both having trouble getting past our past, if that makes sense, from about 2 years ago. And I was wondering if you had any guidance or direction on how the best way to possibly proceed to bring this to the highest possible level, our relationship, I mean.
Right. Okay. Well, looking at both of what we're both getting, you know, you really want love and you really want a commitment. And
yeah.
I'm not sure that that's what you're going to get from this guy. I don't think, for whatever reason, I know part of it is he doesn't live in the city that you're living in. I mean, I just get disappointment again. That, you know, you can be in the relationship for a little while. It will feel like it's going nicely. But as soon as you want to have something more, as soon as you want to have commitment, it's going to be gone again. Like, it's just, for whatever reason, he just doesn't, it's just not what he wants right now. He's focusing on his career. That's what he wants. Nancy.
Got it.
It's clear you know what you want.
Absolutely.
In terms of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the type of relationship that you want to create and connect with. But I'm also getting, you really need to open up that desire. You need to let go of the fixation on how that desire needs to manifest. Yes, you will have your dream, okay? But go more big picture. Is what I'm seeing. It's like open up that dream a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And, you know, even make some more definitive choices around how you want to create that relationship.
Yeah. And the dream doesn't mean holding on to the person. The dream
doesn't mean the person.
What are the qualities you're looking for?
Yeah.
Like, open it up. So you want a commitment? Like, do you want children? You know, is it marriage? Is it a home? Like, think about all the qualities that you want. Like, is it somebody who has compassion and honesty? Like, what, you know, what really is part of what your soul resonates at?
Okay. Got it. Okay.
But don't hold on to the person. Like, don't hold on
right.
that it has to be this person. Because
yeah.
the universe
and
can provide.
You know what? It could be this person, but then it might not be. And that's why, you know, there's that don't hold on to the person.
Right.
Right, right. Okay, well, this has been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. So we're talking about what's going on with Pisces, just in the feel of this energy. And yeah, meditation is good. And we were talking about symbolism and how it's so unique to everybody.
Yes. Yeah. So our symbolism is unique to each individual. You know, and because it is based on past experience. It's based on your own thought process, right? And how you think and how thoughts make you feel. And again, that's all connected to past experiences.
Right.
So, you know, I find meditation to be very, very beneficial. A lot of people go into meditation with hoping to reach spiritual
awakening,
nirvana.
It's the expectation that it causes
takes a long time for that to happen. You can have little snippets along
yeah.
the way, okay, where you have this just absolutely awesome, blissful type of meditation. But it can take a long time before that comes back again.
Right.
As we move through stuff that we discover within our meditations and our unconscious mind and, you know, start altering our life experience to go more with that flow or the messages that we are receiving. And when I say alter our life experience, I mean by choice. Okay. Because we do have free will.
Right.
So, and integrating that flow into your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remove the cards.
Yeah.
Focus on that energy.
So anyways.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think with, with thinking of the higher self, like the thing is that we do get caught up in our expectations. We do want
yes.
things to look a certain way. And that's the thing about being completely unique is we intuit differently than anybody else. Yet we think, you know, we all sort of believe that being clairvoyant is the, you know, the best. So we expect, you know, to see these beautiful visions, or we expect to see the angels, you know, coming down to us. And we may have had experiences where that may have been a case, or we may have gone into meditation, we felt that bliss.
Yes.
But then we expect that to be continuous.
And setting up that expectation actually creates a block in receiving it. It's because you're not allowing the process to unfold the way that it needs to unfold to serve your highest good in that moment.
Right.
And, you know, but as I was saying before, with wanting that spiritual bliss or that spiritual nirvana, again, that is a muscle that needs to be developed. It is not something that is just created and we sustain forever. It is.
But didn't you also have a teacher that sort of said, you know, that's not really useful for us because it doesn't help us grow?
It doesn't help us grow.
Right.
Right? Like, and there have been times where I've sustained that energy in consciousness and you just kind of sitting there going, wow, this feels so wonderful. I really don't want to do anything because this just feels so wonderful. Right? And so like there's no practical application to it whatsoever. You're caught in that emotion.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I don't need to pay the bills because this just feels so wonderful,
right?
I don't need to eat. So there's a disconnect with the physical reality.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
The spiritual
and,
realm.
Right. We're in this reality to be connected to the physical. And, you know, we're not trying to pull our spiritual body down. We're trying to raise our physical up.
Ah, good point.
Okay.
I like it.
And that's, you know, I got that little tidbit because it's like, you know, I'm trying to be more spiritual in my life. I'm trying to be more spiritual. And that's where you're trying to pull that spiritual
right.
energy down.
Right.
And then I was reading through Letters on Occult Meditation by Alice Bailey. And I got, no, you need to raise your other bodies up to the spiritual. You need to align your physical body. You need to hone it and perfect it to the best of your ability. You need to deal with your emotional nature. You need to heal your emotional nature and raise your emotional vibration up. You need to deal with your psychological issues and work through those and raise and, you know, align your thoughts to the highest vibration and raise that body up. So when you focus on aligning your physical, emotional, mental, healing those three bodies, taking care of those three bodies, honoring them in every possible way, that's when you hit bliss in a meditative state. You can't bring that bliss back down with you because it does not serve a purpose here on earth. You can bring pieces of it, but not all of it all the time. That's been my experience anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about, so, you know, if you're working on your spiritual practice, great. Don't avoid your physical reality. You know, do your physical meditation, do your yoga, do your physical exercise, because when you're in that exercise state, you're meditating on your physical body. You're listening to what your body's telling you. Eat properly. Yeah, you can have a chocolate bar. You can, you know, go to McDonald's if you want to go to McDonald's. But don't eat it every day because it's a lower vibrational quality. It pulls your physical body down. It doesn't assist with raising it.
Yeah, because anybody that, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people, when you do get that high and you're like completely out of your body, chocolate, Coke, those are as in Coca-Cola,
yes,
are things that actually will bring you back into your physical body.
Yes.
And they're really good for that.
Yeah.
And yes, it may lower, I mean, you can get really high quality chocolate these days, which may not necessarily lower your vibration, but what it does do is it grounds you back into your body, which is what a lot of people need when they've gone off onto that nirvana place where they're completely outside of their body.
Yeah, it's almost like their feet are at their heart.
Yeah.
So like they're just lightly touching themselves from a spiritual to physical connection, right? So if you think of your spiritual body as an energetic reflection of your physical body, only it's lighter. So it's going to float up so that your toes are only lightly touching your heart. Mm-hmm. So you're half out, right? I know with me, depending on where I go, like, and this is pulling me to my vacation that's coming up. When I'm in Florida, I'm beside myself. So part of me jumps out of my body in that location. And it's like the left leg is in the right leg energetically, right?
Nice. We're going to go to break now with that thought. And you can give us a call. You can get into queue. We have somebody that's waiting. But after break, we will connect with you. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. And sing, we're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need. Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back.
This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy is with us every first and third week of... I know, I was getting there. So she's here with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. However, this month she's with us the first one, which is today, and the last one, which is the 28th. So she will be back on the 28th. Well, we are still in Mercury retrograde and still in Mars retrograde, but we'll be talking about how close we are to getting out of that.
Yes. And that will be enjoyable.
Won't it? Oh, yes. My goodness. I will be so happy to get out of Mars.
Being allowed to focus forward again.
Mm-hmm. So we are taking calls and we are doing readings, and you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we have a caller. It's Debbie, and she wants to talk about relationships. So, Debbie, how can I help you?
Hi. How are you today?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm curious about a circle person I talk to and see once in a great while. Is it going to lead into a relationship, a long-lasting relationship, or just going to be friends?
Okay. How long have you been seeing him, off and on?
Well, I've known him for a long time, but in the past few months...
Well, what I'm getting is it may not happen as quickly as you would like it, that there's going to be some disappointments and some frustrations around it. One, it's either preparing you for another relationship, or after you've gone through some major stresses, it's actually going to flow into something a little bit more cohesive, like a little bit more in harmony with what you're wanting. So, but there is this period, and I feel it for about another 3 to 6 months, maybe longer, where, you know, things are just not going to go the way you want them to go. And they're going to help. It's what I think it's doing is it's really helping you move through both your own, problems around relationships, as in how you've been attracting. So kind of dealing with the karma that you're projecting into relationships, as well as allowing him also that opportunity. So it's like you're both going to project stuff that you both need to work through. And then it looks like it clears up really nicely and moves into something. So it's one, it's either that relationship that moves into something, or it just paves the way for another one. And you're going to be like really happy in the future. But
I
Nancy,
am.
What are you getting? You are.
You know what? I'm very much in alignment with what you just received. Before I even pulled over my cards, all I kept hearing was keep having fun, keep having fun, keep having fun.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the disappointment that I think you're talking about is expectations, right? When I hear have fun in a relationship, it means, you know, develop that friendship, develop being open, but still have no expectations on where you want it to go. Because the moment you try and close it up too much and push it in a certain direction, I think that's when that disappointment comes in.
Yeah.
So keep developing the friendship and that dynamic within the relationship. Same thing. I get 5 to 9. So it could be 5 weeks, 9 weeks, or it could be 5 months to 9 months, right? So within that time frame. But it's almost like if we go as far out as what I'm seeing here, which is a 9 month energy, it's like there's the potential for so much more than you can imagine within a relationship, or the potential for so many more relationships other than just the one. So it's like you go into this period of abundance. So either attracting a lot of relationships that you can integrate that fun component with and, you know, feeling the waters on which one feels better, or if it is this person, then it could be spending a lot of time with that one individual and being in a really harmonious space.
Yeah.
So it's going in a really good space and a good direction. Don't expect anything based on, like, what you desire. Just keep infusing that fun. Expect fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Play with
keep it.
It
at that
Enjoy
fun
it.
Level. Keep it at developing that friendship.
You've already known him a long time. No use changing it. Don't rock the boat when it doesn't need to be rocked.
And you know, you can be intimate and have fun too. So I'm not saying it's not about developing the intimate connection. It's about not going into, I need this to happen so that I can say it's a relationship.
Yeah.
In terms of expectations. So, but it feels good.
Yeah. Let us know what happens. Good? It does.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So have fun. Have fun.
Have fun.
Okay. Key message. Yes.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what I think is funny? You know, we did February month as love month.
Yes.
As soon as spring comes, everybody thinks of relationships. So our next caller is Angie. Hi, Angie.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I've been involved in somewhat of a relationship where they keep telling me they're getting a divorce.
Sorry?
And I'm come to the I don't know. I don't know if I'm being told the truth anymore.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you mean you with the relationship, the person you're with is not telling, you're not sure the person you're with is telling you the truth anymore.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Okay. I'm not sure where I was going or hearing. Okay. Perfect. So you're just wanting to know, is this relationship moving towards what you're wanting?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How long has it been? Is it kind of been on and off again for a couple years?
Three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay. It's very interesting.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first sensation I got is pain. Mm. Okay. I started feeling physical pain. Which tells me, like, there's a lot of healing that needs to transpire within you and how you perceive relationships or what you desire out of a relationship, okay? At this point in time, it's like a huge component of how you view interacting others. This may be on an unconscious level, is that relationships are burdensome. So as much as a part of you really wants a relationship, I'm also really picking up on that relationships have been very painful. Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You need to release that pain, number one. This has nothing to do about whether or not this person's being faithful or honest, or this is all about you needing to release that pain and healing that dynamic within yourself. And when that happens, then you can truly open your heart and receive the relationship that you're entitled to receive. It's really around honoring who you are, what your needs are, not based on what the other person may or may not say, but what you believe you're entitled to, what, you know, the level of respect you're entitled to out of a relationship. And you need to give that respect to yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think 3.5 years is a long time to not have the commitment that you're looking for. And I think you've been allowing, you know, we do all sorts of things for love.
Yeah, we do.
We're all guilty of it. There's no, you know, there's nobody that we could say that's not. We learn certain lessons. I think a lot of people are learning the commitment lesson these days, you know, and it's not so much. The ironic thing is that we think the other person's not committed and we're not looking at our own commitment issues. We think we want something. We think we want this harmonious, loving, unconditional relationship. And the funny thing is that often, you know, we're not ready for that because we're still dealing with our karma. And so we actually have a commitment issue too, but it appears that it's the other person that has the commitment problem, right? They're not available to us. They're not emotionally available to us. They're not physically available to us. Yet we allow that to continue because we're still growing through a very important piece of our evolution, of our heart. And so there's a lot of work here that still needs to be done with regards to your own ability to open up and to allow a truly harmonious, committed, you know, faithful type of relationship. I don't even know that I want to get into, you know, him as a...
No, it's number one, commit to yourself, yeah. Honor yourself, love yourself first. Whatever happens in the relationship happens. This isn't about the relationship.
Right. Right. And look at your own emotional involvement, like what will help you create that emotional connection, and just allow that to be, you know, something that's really important to you. And you know, everything will evolve from there. And yeah. It may be this guy, and it may be, you know, somebody completely new coming into your life, but you have to honor and love yourself enough to allow that to happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let us know what happens.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. We're going to go on our last break. If you want a reading from Nancy and I, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Sky on Intuitive Soul. I just realized I said that on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high, then I cannot fall, let me alone. Lift me up when I'm falling. Lift me up when we can die. Splashing in the ocean, I'm losing control. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground. But if I can't swim after 40 days, if my mind is crushed by the crashing waves, to be up so high that I cannot fall, to be alone. Lift me up.
Lift me up, I need you to hold me.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio.
Sky Soul, it's all there. Sky Soul Sky.
And then the phone number Soul. So that's why we get all mixed up. Just why Lori gets all mixed up. There's so much soul and sky all around. And we have been talking a little bit about the energy of Pisces and how meditation and symbols and intuition and
connecting with your higher self.
And with the last reading, and I guess really all of the readings today, you know, a lot of times we want to focus it on the outside.
Yes.
And that's easier for us because, I mean, it also can benefit us to some degree. Because it helps us understand what we're processing when we see that mirror outside of us. But we have to know, like, we have to also be able to bring it back. Like, we need to be able to see that that's what it is. It's a mirror. So we're often, you know, we may give advice that sounds like we're, you know, putting it back on you, but it because we have no control over the other person.
No. And I think the energy that's going on right now with Mars retrograde in Virgo, we have the full moon coming up in Virgo. It's really about personal healing. So it's almost like, you know, today I feel like an etheric sponge, where I'm just absorbing all this energy coming from people, like, on every level of being. So it's like, you know what? I'm getting right to the truth of the matter. And I apologize if I do seem harsh. It's just, I'm being direct today.
That's okay. I think it's important because We need to get our lessons out of this to grow, to change, to evolve.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's the clearest mirror that we have is our relationship. So we've had a lot of relationship questions, but we do actually have an instant feedback that is more work related, I think. It's Dina, and she says hi to both of us. There's been a lot of changes at work lately, and she expects there will be more coming. She loves her work, but she wants to grow more. You see me growing with my current team. She's asking maybe a few questions, which we may or may not be able to get to. But, you know, how do you see her career going? Will she be able to earn master in management? I guess this is a secondary. This is like an educational thing. So we're just going to go with, you know, whether you can evolve, since that was your first thing about growing with the current team. And I haven't done anything, so if you want to start this, Nancy.
Sure. It's almost like there's two directions being presented. So there's the job that you're in, and then there's the development that you would like to make either within that job or within your career sector. So even though it may sound like two different questions, I'm kind of getting they're combined. So it's like, am I going to do that growth and development with this specific team? There is a possibility of that. I'm going to tell you, focus on doing that growth and development with this team. And then if at any point in time it feels as though you need to take an alternate course of action or an alternate direction, follow the cues. Because it's like you need to start it within your team, but there's the potential to that changing or the direction shifting as you move through it, okay? And it's really... part of your learning is about trusting your own intuition, those cues, that gut instinct that you get, and following what feels right, not what you think is right, not what is practically right, but what feels right. And that's where a lot of your learning is coming into play. Honoring the illogical instead of the logical.
Okay. It's interesting because my thing brings it right back again to your growth in this versus the team's growth and whether the two kind of meld together. Because I see you kind of juggling both, you know, your own inner growth, trying to do the growth of building a team, but also I think that moving towards getting a different education to help you evolve to a different place is also all kind of interacted. But what I'm seeing is that there's been a lot of conflict. And, you know, it's so funny because when we talk about our career, we talk about work and we want change. And I spoke about this in my newsletter, which I haven't sent off to CBS yet. just an aside. It was all about change, that we often want change, but we're doing it from a place of fear. And so what I'm picking up is that you've had, which is maybe why you're asking about whether the team will come together and grow together as a team, that you've often had conflicts at work, and the conflicts are usually around relationships. Usually whenever we have conflicts at work, it's more about a person than it is about the actual work. Sometimes it's about the work, but it's usually what we remember and focus on are the interactions in relationships. So it could be your coworker, your boss, or, you know, how you sort of, and I'm getting that there's been and there can continue until you sort of look at those, look at your own, like look at the relationship conflicts you've had in the past and try to learn what they all have in common and what you can derive from that, because there will be a gift in what that has given you, what has taught you, how it's, you know, when we have betrayals, but this isn't a betrayal. This feels more petty, gossipy, kind of, you know, it's like, oh, I can do better than you. And like that, when you're trying to build a team, you're trying to, so everybody works together. And when it's not a team, it's like somebody trying to outdo somebody else. And so it's not really a betrayal where it's like somebody stabbing you back, but it's like people are, you know, trying to outdo one another instead of working together. And I still see a little bit of that coming into the future. So really look at yourself and try and work through that so that you don't recreate that in the future. So look at some of your patterns and move through that. We have any final thoughts on that, Nancy, because we have to actually go shortly.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's like moved, gone through. We've been having way too much fun today.
Wow.
I know.
Today flew by.
Didn't it?
Yeah, no, you know, be in alignment with your own intention.
Yeah.
Focus on what you want to create, whether or not other people play into that creation. Don't
Doesn't
try
matter.
To control that outcome.
Yeah.
So it's really about, like, go with the flow. And keep honoring what feels right to you in the moment and not so much about a projected long term.
Right.
Because that will be created as you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And the babysitter and stuff and the family, you know, you'll find a way to get it all worked out if you need it. All right. So, wow. This is just like flown by.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy. Nancy Arruda is with Universal Sky. Nancy's going to be going away, so she's not offering a special today. Because she's not going to be anywhere where she can actually help you guys. So.
No, and I'm not checking my email.
And, you know, unplugging is a good thing.
Yeah. I'm going
south.
Communication free.
Nice.
So, yeah, no wireless.
So
no.
When she comes back in the end of the month, which
we will
is
have
the 28th,
a special.
We will have a special.
Yes.
All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. You can still go to her website, and you can still look at all the offerings that she has. Just don't expect anything until she gets back. And I'm Laurie Houston from Intuitive Soul, and we've been on Sky Radio powered by CBS.